I remember many years ago, I was just in my journey with a prophetic. Some of you might have heard me share this before. When Garrett spoke about washing each other's feet and the power of the towel. Years ago, I was passionate in the prophetic. I love the prophetic gift. And I remember I went into my prayer closet one morning and I said, "Oh Lord, just give me more power in the prophetic. Oh God, just give me a greater measure of anointing in the prophetic. God, just give me more." I was hungry and I was passionate and I wanted to see my gifting and the anointing that God had upon my life increase and grow and expand. And so my prayers sounded very commendable. Sounded very commendable. You know, I wanted more power so, you know, I could really be a greater blessing. And as I was kind of crying out to God, "Oh God, give me more accuracy, give me more precision, give me more power in the prophetic," the Lord asked me a question. And he said to me, "Daughter, what would you do with it if I gave it to you? What would you do with it if I gave you more power and more accuracy and more precision? What would you do with it?" So I answered him straight. I said, "Oh Lord, I'll use it for your glory. I'll bless the church. I'll." And the Lord again asked me, "Daughter, what would you do with it?" And when he asked me the second time, my heart motive for seeking a greater precision and accuracy and power and anointing in the prophetic was exposed, because it was more about me and not about him. And so I started to really, you know how God asks you a question and it exposes your heart, and he answers the question for you. And I had to come clean with God, and I said, "Father, you know, it's Lord, and I was at that point, I was really struggling with my identity. I'd gone through years of brokenness in the prophetic. I'd been so wounded. So much of the cry of my heart was coming from a place of a distorted identity. And as I repented and came clean with God, the Lord said to me, "Okay, daughter, I'll tell you what. I'll give you more power. I'll give you more precision. I'll give you more accuracy. I'll give you a greater level and measure of the prophetic anointing." I was like, "Thank you, Lord." He said, "If you do one thing." And I said, "What's that, Lord?" And he said, "If you will take the gifting, if you'll take the anointing and the power and that precision and that accuracy, and you will wash the feet of my bride." And you know, when the Lord said that to me, it hit me so hard in my spirit, because suddenly everything made sense. Suddenly it was all about him and no longer about me. And you know, the Lord he ministered so deeply to me in that moment. It was a defining moment in my gifting. It was a defining moment in my motivation to wanting more precision and accuracy and power and anointing in the prophetic, because now I had a responsibility, I had an accountability to take that greater measure and gifting, and I had to use it to serve the body of Christ. And you know, when Garrett was speaking, I just kept hearing the Lord say that we wash each other's feet with our giftings. That he calls us to wash each other's feet, to serve each other. What William's done today is he's washed the feet of the bride with his anointing, with his gifting, with his apostolic grace. Victor's washed the feet of the bride as he shared prophetically the tsunami. Each one of us, Rodney comes up and he plays music and takes us into those deeper realms of worship. And what he's doing through his gifting is he's washing the feet of the bride. Because guys, it's not about us. It's so not about us. And it puts everything into perspective. And you know, I wrote this down this morning. As we come together and the glory of the Lord is revealed, no one person will reveal all of his glory. For the glory of God is multifaceted. And there are those that are mandated to reveal the full expression of the creativity of his glory, the favor of his glory, the power of his glory, the healing dimension of his glory. Do you know when Nanda, I don't know if anybody else felt it in the room, but when she started to pray, I could feel the grace of healing upon her life, that healing and restoration grace beginning to touch people in the room. And so God's glory is multifaceted. And so each one of us have a responsibility and an accountability to take our gifting, our anointing, the grace, the mandate, the mantle that God's given to us, and we're called to wash each other's feet with that gift. And if you're not using your gift to wash the feet of the bride, then you're going to have to stand before the Lord one day, and he's going to say to you, what did you do with what I gave you? And you're going to have to give an account. Because we all want more gifting, we all want a more anointing, but so much of our desire is rooted in me and is actually not in serving his bride. It's so much about name and fame and claim and making a name for me, not making Jesus famous. And so, do you know, when we look at it from that perspective, you know what Jesus did at the Last Supper, when he broke the bread and the wine, he was breaking, he was distributing his glory at that table. He was saying to his disciples, I break of myself and I give you the multifaceted dimensions of my glory at this table. I'm giving you my body, I'm giving you my blood, I'm giving you a multifaceted toolkit. Now you go and do what I'm doing. Yeah. Isn't that amazing? If I say so myself. Amen.
Come on.